Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today's Gospel, our Lord tells us about the cost of discipleship. Our Lord told us that the way to heaven is narrow and difficult, and few there are who find it. And so it definitely costs us to be faithful disciple of Jesus Christ, to follow him throughout our lives, and to persevere to the end. Our Lord begins today's Gospel by saying we need to love him above all things, including more than those bonds which are most dear to us, those family bonds of father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters. Now, the saint that comes to my mind when I read this is Saint Thomas More, right? When he was locked up in the Tower of London, his own family members were coming and trying to convince him to just sign the decree, swearing allegiance to the king as the head of the Church of England, and everybody else is doing it, right? How many times we've heard that. Everybody else is doing it, and yet Thomas More, he knew the truth, and he was going to stick to it no matter what the cost. And so we must do that, but we must also carry our own cross daily. So not just loving Christ above all things and all people, all relationships, but also bearing our daily suffering that comes our way in our life in this world. St. Paul tells us in today's first reading that we should do that without grumbling or questioning, right? Do everything without grumbling or questioning. Grumbling, that is, complaining about the crosses we have to carry, and without questioning, why is God permitting this and that? And so we need to embrace our cross with courage and constancy and also faith, knowing that God knows what is best for us. St. Paul did this and was willing to even give his life for the sake of Christ. He says, even if I am poured out as a libation, right? That doesn't bother him one bit, for the sake of Jesus Christ and the salvation of souls. And so we have all of these wonderful examples before us, the Word of God, which is the Word of truth, for our enlightenment and our strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.